What's good, y'all? It's your girl Jenna B, and I am back with another episode, and y'all are tuned in to the Jenna B Show. Y'all gotta excuse my voice. Last night I went out to karaoke with my girl, okay? Always having a time, always having a good vibe, you know what I'm saying? And I went a little too hard last night. And it wasn't even like on purpose. It was completely on accident. Oh my God. I'm pretty sure y'all be having those nights and things like that. excuse my voice. Y'all, if y'all are like in the St. Louis area, then y'all know the up and down weather that we've been having lately. And, you know, it's just, we go from 50 degrees to 80. You know, it just, and it's up and down with that. And y'all, I'm coming down with something. Please pray for me, because I hate getting sick and I hate feeling like SHIT. It's not good. It's not good at all. I'm back. All right. Never left you. Okay. Just had to get my ish together real quick. So, but I did record, but I didn't like it. And that has been like the first that I've like ever like done something like that and like heard my, I don't know. It was something about the episode that I didn't like. Whatever. Oh, and first and foremost, listen, things are going to be changing like within a month or two, because for me, I'm going to be switching in June from audio to actual vlogging videos of me, you know, recording on my podcast, y'all. And get ready for that. So I'm not exactly like shy. I don't really have like stage fright or anything. It's just going to be kind of weird. Like I am more relaxed, like talking to y'all and y'all not like looking at me and you. But I'm going to just have to treat this like I do TikTok. It's just going to be longer and more, I don't know, more personal, I guess, so to speak. So be on the lookout for that sometime in June. Probably the beginning of June, and I will be switching to video instead of audio this time. That's gonna be different. But I did want to speak about a couple of things on today's episode. We're gonna be talking about forgiveness. I think I was talking about forgiveness in my last episode or the episode before last. I'm not sure. We're gonna talk about getting into new hobbies, sticking to our set goals, and by the end of this episode, I have a Q&A message for y'all or for me that I want to explain to y'all. You know what I'm saying? So here goes. So basically, you know, I just really wanted to touch bases on like forgiveness, like, you know, and taking accountability. You know, sometimes it could be a bit much, and I guess for those ego people who I guess just like this shit to be just, you know, taller and bigger than fucking life, you know what I mean? And I have come to terms where you just have to like strictly forgive whoever hurt you for you, basically. You know what I mean? And I don't know, like for me, you know what, I'm still like a little walking testimony. It's like a still like a life lesson to be like learned, and like, you know, I guess it's in progress, or not in progress, like, you know, where you learn something and you have to keep it, you know, in your head for the rest. It's like a life. It's definitely a lifelong lesson, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And you just have to keep it sacred in your brain for like a moment. So I guess that's what I'm trying to say here. And I definitely had to do that. for reasons to, like, I guess, move forward in my life and things like that. Basically, yeah. Definitely have mastered in within the few days, these last couple of days, I have been kind of like mastering everything. Doesn't really need a response. Everything doesn't need a reaction. I really have this, I don't know if y'all have it, but if I'm like saying I don't want to get angry, right? We don't want to get angry, and you know, we don't want to like yell or escalate our voices towards the other person, and they just want to like have a calming, you know, cool but, you know, stern conversation or debate where it's not exactly an argument but rather a debate, or, you know, just, I guess, a conversation, and then it escalates to an argument. Excuse me. I have a problem with it. It's like an ongoing problem for me, and I feel like I need to nip that in the damn bud, bro. Like, I need to work on it. Like, I need to fix that. And if I can help it, or if you can help it, you don't need to like address it. Like, address it like respectfully, I want to say. And say everything that needs to be said respectfully and simple. And it shouldn't even be dragged. It shouldn't even be dragged if it's that simple, you know, to talk about. I gotta work on it. And I gotta work on, basically, if it's important, talk about it. If it's not important, I'm not gonna talk about it. I'm gonna deal with whatever that's not important in my head very quietly and just deal with it on my own. And yeah, I have been mastering that for a while. I posted up something that I grabbed either off of YouTube or off of, well, not YouTube, but like Pinterest. Does anybody else still like use Pinterest? I definitely still use Pinterest. I'm trying to find it on my phone, y'all bear with me. I use Pinterest for like ideas. I'm talking about almost every day, from clothes to food to like, bro, like everything, like legit everything. Okay, so this post said, sometimes you just have to stay silent because no words can explain what is going on in your mind and heart. And I felt that about like a week ago. Dude, y'all, like, I feel there was something that happened, and I was trying to like explain my side of the story because I knew that I wasn't tripping. I'm like, I'm right in this situation, and you know, I'm getting upset that nobody sees that I'm right. Like, I'm the only one that's right. You know what I mean? And it upset me that some people didn't see, you know, my perspective on this situation, or didn't really give it any thought to think that I would feel this way or would have some sort of, I guess what I'm trying to say, like, they tried to validate or dictate my feelings in it, so to speak. It was crazy. I felt crazy in it. And after it, I got a little sad, and I definitely got in my feelings. I got emotional about it, because at first it was like, I'm upset, and then and you know, I started to shed a couple of tears. But afterwards, seeing this post, sometimes you just have to stay silent because no words can explain what's going on in your mind and in your heart. And I'm like, that spoke to me, because no matter how much I can explain what happened or what's happening, you know, and I express shit so passionately. Like, I try to do my best on here as best I can, or in a conversation or whatever. And then, like, I try not to leave out anything, you know, no holes open or anything, you know, shit like that. So, you have to stay silent, because no matter how much I'm expressing why this is, and, you know, nobody's going to understand. Nobody's going to understand why I'm so passionate about it. Some will, but some won't. And people that I wanted to see it coming, you know, from me, wasn't really seeing, you know, we weren't seeing eye to eye on the situation. And it upset me, and it made me emotional. I shouldn't have let it get emotional, but it oh my God, it fucked with me so bad, y'all. Excuse my French. Get the babies out of the room. You know, but it messed with me so bad. And when I saw this post, it just kind of it calmed my mind, because I had to come to terms that some people just ain't gonna get you, Bean. You know, I kind of like pictured my parents saying, you know, they're not gonna see it as you do. They're not gonna feel as strongly as you do about certain things. And I just, I have to come to terms with that. And I feel like certain people have to come to terms with that either. Some people you're just not gonna agree with, no matter how passionately you are about certain things. It's just not gonna fly. You know what I mean? And not to say that you're right or whatever, it was just my experiences that I'm expressing and how I'm feeling, and I'm just like, nah, 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 nah. And they're just looking at me like, well, this and that and that, and I felt like, you know, whatever I said just went completely over that person's head. And my words wasn't getting through. And I definitely can't, you know, can't explain it more of what's going on in my mind and my heart, because that was what was happening. And I had to remain silent. I had to basically go back to square one and treat the situation as such. I'm basically becoming a silent monk, if you will, in this way. You know, I'm just like, really, just, you know what, let me do right in this situation. Let me do right in this situation. And oh my God, y'all, when something messes with you and you feel like you're right in the situation and having to be quiet and basically just bite your own lip or tongue about it, it was like a slap in the face. And I'm just like, I don't want to do this. But in order to like keep peace, I had to. Like, I had to calm my own storm in a way and just deal with it internally. And I don't like doing it. But I guess in certain situations, like the one I kind of sort of explained, it just had to be that way. And that's what I kind of wanted to talk about. I kind of had to forgive a person in that situation, because they're never going to see it from my point of view, and it's never going to, you know, get through it. And I have to forgive them and forgive myself for not understanding or not actually realizing it. I'm not going to beat myself up. And for anybody else that's dealing with this type of thing, or issue, you know, I feel like you shouldn't beat yourself up about stuff that you did not know, or, you know, what was happening at the time. Don't beat yourself up, because if you dead ass didn't see it coming, you dead ass didn't see it coming. And I guess like how you deal with things, it's a certain way to deal with things, and I guess a certain tone. And I was like, I got upset in that moment, and I probably shouldn't have gotten upset. I got emotional, and I couldn't help it. I couldn't help getting upset and then emotional. It's things that I couldn't help. You know, we're all human beings. We're not robots. Things are gonna happen, and it was something that I just had to learn to grasp, to learn about. I had to come to terms with that, basically. Like, I'm overly and over and over and over again just saying, repeating myself about it. Forgive yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. I promise. Just, you'll learn. We learn certain things. We take mental notes. Life just does not stop lifing. You know what I mean? Whether it's good or whether it's bad. You know what I'm saying? We know when there's good, there's bad. But when there's bad, there's also good. You can't have it only once. I mean, we can try to prevent, negative things, but we can't just stop it wholeheartedly, you know, from happening your entire life, because things are going to happen. But if you can fix something as simple as logically thought out like that, I feel like you can do anything. Like, you'll be okay. You'll be all right in that situation. And I guess, like, after that, you'll just have to, like, just stick to your goals. Stick to, don't let, like, certain situations, like, that distract you from your set goals that you have already planned. You know, to basically better yourself, I want to say. Don't let that, like, deteriorate your mind, if you will. Y'all gotta bear with me. Y'all gotta bear with me. Don't let it do that. And yeah, you'll be fine. No, I know you'll be fine. Fuck a guess. You will be fine. let me not fill y'all with false hope. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. And I also have a Q&A question. So I'll call him Jay. He had a question. He was saying, do you think World War III could happen in our lifetime? The answer is yes. And it's crazy. It's scary. When we talk about certain things that are going on in the world right now, wars, laws that are being passed that are, like, ridiculous and just outrageous. I feel like there will be. I'm not going to say no, because I feel like there will be with a lot of crazy stuff that's going on in this world. I don't really dwell in it too much. I think about it. I'm not gonna say, like, you know, things to, like, scare tactic. I mean, you know, I'm paranoid about everything and anything. I like to look, you know, at things on the bright side. I like to look at things on the bright side. Like, I'm very well aware that, you know, things could end up happening. But I really just trying to focus on things that are more important in life right now. I focus on my life, on my health, bills, adulting, my job, and, you know, my goals and things that I genuinely care about and the people that I care about, you know what I mean? And I just, you know, I kind of just focus myself on that. It's fine to be well aware of what is. And I mean, if you want, you can prepare yourself for it, but I'd rather get information, do my research, fine. Whenever that happens, I will be prepared or whatever. But right now, I really want to focus on what's catching my attention right now. I don't want to be knee deep, you know, paranoia with just things. It's what they say, what they call it, annoyed about shit like that. Like, I'm well aware, but I don't want to get too crazy about this shit. I don't know. Ay, Dios mío. So, yeah, so that's all that I have for today's episode. It was really just me just touching on some things that had happened, perspired over the past week or so. And I want y'all to practice that. Like, if you feel like you might be upset in a conversation or within a conversation circulating a situation. I don't know. Do y'all hear me? Y'all get me? And you feel like you might be getting upset in the moment, quickly think about, just take a deep breath. Try to think clear. And be as calm. Answer or respond it as calming and clear as you can. Because it's so easy to get upset. It's so easy to jump. For me, it is. Because I'm like, it's so much stuff that I have to work on. I'm out of my body sometimes. And, you know, I have to bring it down a couple of notches. Not just a notch. I have to bring it down a couple of notches. I have to work on that myself. And if, like I said, if you guys have issues with that, yeah, just take a deep breath. And respond with respect, clarity, and a clear mind. Okay. So with that being said, y'all, I appreciate y'all. Honestly, I appreciate each and every one of y'all that's been listening to me, rocking with me, watching me on my Twitch, you know, following me on TikTok, y'all. And listen, there's things going on about TikTok. I really hope that doesn't, you know, go down. I hope that it doesn't. But if it does, please follow me on Instagram at I am Gina B. Okay, that's where I upload my recent episodes, links to my episode on this here Spotify for podcasters. Also follow me on my personal page on Instagram at Miss_Weston91. Okay, if you want to see some cute pictures of me or whatever, da, 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 da. Go follow me on twitch.tv. I think it might have been like a month, but I will be back. I'm not through with my Final Fantasy, my FF7 series. I'm not done yet, okay? Me and Cloud, we I had to overcome some crazy shit in that game. But I'm not done, okay? I'm gonna get over that. Right. Don't forget to follow me at JBeena on twitch.tv. Okay. And don't forget to follow me on TikTok at Jane Bean. Okay. Period. Because who told you that I had a TikTok? Obviously me. So don't forget to follow me on there. And I am also on Twitter at JLoveGina. That's JLuveJeA to the double N-A. Boo. And y'all have a blessed Thursday, and don't curse nobody out. Be clear. Okay, what did I tell you? Be clear, be calming, be respectful, okay?
Take that deep breath.
And you'll be okay. You'll be fine. All right, y'all, peace.